What I think is most of the general feeling that I'm getting from the population as well is it raises a lot of questions with the very close relationship we have with Newfoundland and Labrador. Why is it such a struggle to have the Lower North Shore be able to have better access to Newfoundland Island? With our isolation by road and also with the cost of airfare to get off the Lower North Shore, why is it that we're seen as such a big threat? It's definitely a big question of many right now.
In our letter, our proposal that we submitted to Dr. Fitzgerald and to the authorities in Newfoundland that Randy signed, those questions are raised in that proposal as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's way time that both levels of government, of our provincial government and the Newfoundland government, sit and meet because, you know, we've done as much as we can do. I think people understand, too, that since March, we've been thrown the worst ball that anyone could ever wish to receive with this COVID, and it has been very stressful on every one of us, and we don't have all the answers, and the people that's elected and paid to represent us, then they should be talking with the people that makes the decisions and give a bit of relief to us. There's only five mayors, and we've been dealing with the Bill of Degagne, and I must say we've had wonderful success with the people from Relais Nordique, and we've got only people from the coast is allowed to travel on it. That's why, you know, it makes it that much more, I think, frustrating for everybody. We want to get our people access, and we've done everything I think that we can do, and that's why we've reached out to our government. And I got to admit that yesterday with Wanda, myself, and Karen with Mrs. Paquette, I was quite pleased that it's gone up the chain of command to a very high level at the Premier's office. So let's hope that in the next day or so we'll have some news.
And with this new development now, which is very big news as to where the file is now gone, do you have some words for the residents that may be still a little impatient? They want to see an answer, you know, very soon. What would you like to say to them?
Well, I think that, as in all things, the best man walks away. Well, this time, I think that we have to be patient, and we can't afford to hurt the relationship that we have with Labrador and Newfoundland. So a few days more, be patient, and just wait and see. We'll do everything we can to make sure that we get the answers.
And Wanda, would you like to add anything?
Yeah, I think my message would be, I understand people are frustrated. I understand people would have loved to have already have been able to take the ferry. And I completely understand that. But those processes are very long sometimes. And I think after yesterday, after the meeting we had, and we know that the government of Quebec is taking a lead now in this file that we didn't feel before, I'm open that they're going to be able to advance this file quickly. I hope so. And we'll get answers quickly. And also, I've been seeing some comments and some negative inputs on Facebook about one sector versus the other and all that. These things are not helping nobody, and it creates bad friends and all that. Be careful what you write. I know it's frustrating, but try to be a little bit patient. Hopefully we'll get answers soon.
Well, I thank you both for taking the time to speak with us here today at CFBS Radio to give us information and an update on this file.
Thank you.
Thank you, Abigail.
And that was Randy Jones, the warden of the MRC du Golfe de Saint-Laurent, and Wanda Beaudoin, mayor of the municipality of Blanc-Sablanc, giving an update to the population on the request letter to have less restricted access to Newfoundland Island. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.